a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights. Jonah 1:17.
That was really your fish. You didn't do what God requested. Yeah, I'd be moping too if I was gonna be digested. This ain't a pretty picture, no. I said it ain't a pretty sight, no, no. You ran. Life ain't over yet. You see, we're here to tell you all about the forgiveness that you can get. See, God's got mercy.
God's got a love.
Is there a witness in the house tonight that God is a God of second chances, third chances, and fourth chances? Anybody glad for the mercies of God tonight? Oh, let's give him a little high praise. Hallelujah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, we praise you, Lord. God. Do you remember when you came for the first time to an altar and you thought it was all over and you didn't know there was any remedy? But I thank God there's still a balm in Gilead. I'm so glad that there's a healing for the soul tonight. Hallelujah. Well, it is so wonderful, absolutely wonderful to have Brother Mark Dross in the house with us tonight. What a wonderful word in the house this morning. And I want him to come and whatever God has laid on his heart, whatever the Holy Ghost is saying, we want to hear that. Point your hand toward him tonight and you charge him. You preach to me, preacher. Praise God. We love you, Brother Drops. God
Thank
bless
you.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. Isn't the Lord good? Do you believe the Lord is good? Amen. I am so glad that I am not God, because sometimes I don't treat myself right. But he's been better to me than I've been to myself. And so I'm thankful that he's God and that he's seated on his throne. Hallelujah. Can you give God praise tonight? Praise God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. It is an honor to be here. I honor all of Pastor's family, just a tremendous fellowship. This is an awesome church. I hope y'all know that you're an awesome church. High five somebody and say, we're an awesome church. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're crazy too. Amen. You're definitely crazy. Praise God. But I love the way you worship. It just kind of reminds me like as if I would be in Mexico or something. Amen. That kind of a worship. Y'all are not like, you know, stiff. Amen. Go to some churches, they're stiff. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't stiff. Y'all like to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. On your way out, I brought some preaching CDs. Powerful, powerful, powerful preaching CDs. They're so powerful that if your car is not working, you put it in the CD player and God will heal your car. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I said that in one church, brother came back. He said, I need my car to be repaired. And he bought a CD, and it was Sunday morning, and he put it in his car because on his way to church, the car started making some weird noise and smoke started coming out. He said, brother, I kid you not, I put the CD in, and all of a sudden, I heard this pop, and my car started going smooth, no more smoke coming out of it. I said, well, praise God. God healed the car. Amen. Glory to God. We have five different titles there. And if you get all five, we have a special deal for all five. Each individual, anything is going to be an awesome deal. You definitely won't buy that at Walmart. Amen. You just won't get that at Walmart. Definitely. Amen. And I do crusades all over Latin America, and this helps us to be able to travel to those places and be able to be of a blessing in those places in the name of Jesus. So your dollar will be invested. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts chapter 28 in verse 1. Acts chapter 28 and reading verse 1, and when you have it, say amen. It says, once safely on shore, and everybody say, whew. That's basically what Paul is saying. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta, and the islanders, which were the barbarians. Look at the one next to you and say, don't be a barbarian. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered up a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper driven out by the heat fastened itself on his hand. Then the islanders, the barbarians, say to the one next to you, don't be a barbarian, saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off in the fire and suffered no ill effect. Tell the one next to you, "I am not dying today. I refuse to die today." The people expected for him to swell up and suddenly fall dead. "I'm not dying today." But after waiting a long time, just kind of say to the one, "You're going to have to wait a long, long time. In fact, you might die before I die." Praise God. After waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Oh, Jesus. I want to preach to you under this subject. Tell Satan, "I still got the victory." Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell Satan, "I still got the victory." Somebody came tonight and you need to let the devil know, "I still got the victory in the name of Jesus." Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. I said, somebody give God praise in the house. Glory, 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 glory. Kiga to robo shanda raba kataya. Hirobo shanda rabo kotoya. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are awesome. You are powerful. There is no God that compares to you. You are mighty. Oh God, you are mighty in this place. You are mighty in this place. You are mighty in this place. Have your will in this house, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your will in this house, Lord. Put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in this house in the name of Jesus. I dare you to open up your mouth and give God praise in the house. Oh, I don't hear you tonight. I said, open up your mouth and give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. Give God praise in the house. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. It is interesting to see the way the word of God started off when we read it tonight. He says, once safely on shore. In other words, Paul was saying, "We made it. We barely came out." Hallelujah. We're still alive. And so looking at that part of the scripture, it causes me to be curious about what Paul is talking about. And so I've got to go back to chapter 27. And when I go to chapter 27, I realize that this is where Paul is taken to be able to be presented before Caesar. And he's in a ship. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that a storm rose up in the middle of the sea. Hallelujah. It was such a storm that even Paul himself got a little freaked out. Have you ever been in a storm where you didn't know if you were going to come out of it alive or not? Amen. I wish I had somebody. I said, have you ever been in a storm or a situation in your life where you didn't know if you were going to come out alive of it or not? Paul, oh, I love Paul.
Paul because Paul was so transparent. Sometimes the best actors and actresses are found in the church because we are great fakers. We can act like as if everything's okay when there's chaos in our lives and there's chaos in our family and there's chaos at the job place, at the workplace, and we could come and just put a smile on our face and act like everything's okay, but you've been crying all night and you've been struggling all week and you've been having a hard time. But Paul is so transparent. He says in that moment, he said, we felt like we were about to die. He said, I had finally given up all hope of being saved. Even Paul had given up on hope. That's amazing because you never really think of Paul giving up on hope. But even Paul went through a situation where he himself even had given up on hope. He was probably contemplating, I don't know if we're going to come out of this or not. I'm talking about those situations where you don't know if you're marriage is going to make it, where you don't know if your kids are going to make it, where you don't know if your family is going to make it, where you don't know if you're going to come out of it alive or not. I'm talking about those situations that you can't do nothing about. It's completely out of your hands. You don't know what is going to come out of the whole situation. That is what Paul was facing. And Paul says, we had given up hope of being saved. In other words, Paul had already convinced himself in his mind, I don't think we're coming out of this alive. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that, but you start walking like as if you're a zombie. You start walking like as if you're not even in touch with nothing around you because you've been in the middle of chaos. It's almost as if nothing else could hurt you more than what you've already been hurt. Nothing else could surprise you more than what you've already been surprised. I'm talking about a storm. Have you ever been through a storm in your life? Somebody give God praise. Glory to God, glory to God. But Paul, he just turns the situation and he realized something that is so powerful, and that is he began to exhort others. There ain't nothing like being in the middle of some stuff and you've lost hope, but you begin to exhort somebody and encourage them with hope and with faith, and you say, I know God's gonna do it for you. That motivates your own faith, because if he can do it for you, then he can do it for me. Glory to God. There's just something about being able to encourage somebody when you need it. Courage yourself. Give somebody a word of faith when you needed a word of faith yourself. Release a prophetic word when you needed a prophetic word yourself. In releasing, God blesses you in return. In releasing, God encourages you. In releasing, God lifts you in that moment. Glory to God. And so Paul began to exhort them. And he said, keep your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. He says, last night, an angel of God, of whom I belong and of whom I serve, stood beside me. Oh, God, have mercy. Can I have some time right there? Hallelujah. Can I just preach for a little bit right there? There's been moments that I've gone through some stuff that if it wouldn't have been for the angel of the Lord, I would have had a nervous breakdown. I would have lost my mind. I would have probably caved in. But the angel of the Lord was with me. He held me. He held my hand through the whole situation. I shouldn't be here right now, but the angel of the Lord has been with me. There is some of you that are in this place right now. You should have died in that car accident. Those bullets should have killed you, but the angel of the Lord sustained you. He was with you. Oh God, you should have lost your mind. You should have OD'd on those drugs that you took, but the angel of the Lord, I wish I had somebody right now. I said the angel of the Lord was with me. Slap somebody and say, the angel of the Lord was with me. He was with me. He was with me. He was with me. When I thought I was by myself, he was with me. When I didn't think anybody was watching, he was with me. When I thought God wasn't even listening, he was with me. When everything was chaotic, he was with me. When the storm was beating up against me, he was with me. When the wind was blowing, he was with me. The angel, oh God, the angel of the Lord, a camp about them that fear. Somebody give God praise in the house. Be of courage. The angel of the Lord is with you. I don't know who you are in this place tonight, but I want you to know, be encouraged. Have courage in your life. Hold on to your faith, because you're coming out of this, baby. Oh, God, have mercy. I said you're coming out of this. The angel is fighting for you. He has his sword out, and he's swinging. The devil would like to bring you down, but the angel of the Lord is fighting for you. You don't even have to worry about it. It's all under control. The angel of the Lord is fighting for you. Oh my God, every time you give a praise, it moves his sword. Every time you give a worship, it moves his sword. You ought to give God praise in the house. Your enemies are fleeing. The angel of the Lord fights for you. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Oh, glory. Paul. Oh, my God. He's just crazy. You know, a good crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy. They had been in the storm for 14 days. They didn't know whether it was day or night, because Paul said, we didn't even see the sun, we didn't even see the stars nor the moon for 14 days. Some of you have been in a storm that you don't even know if you're coming or going. No direction anymore in your life, because you've been in a storm. But Paul, oh God, have mercy. He does something crazy. I think Paul was Latino. Amen. Because the Latino people, they like to party for anything. Praise God. The kid loses his tooth. Fiesta. Amen. Let's have a party. Amen. They call all the neighbors. What are we celebrating? He lost his tooth. Oh, yeah, that's good to celebrate. Amen. And then they're working on the next tooth. That way they have another excuse for a party. Amen. I don't even like to really live next to Latinos because Friday and Saturday, they will party till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And all you will hear is Los Tigres del Norte and all the mariachi going all night. And I'm like, my God, have mercy. Let's get it next to some white folk that are always quiet. Praise God. White folks are like, we're going to have a party. Woo-hoo. Amen. Amen. African Americans, get the bass out there. You get shook out of your bed. You're like, my God, they must be having a party. Amen. But the Latinos, man, they even pull out their guns and they start shooting up in the air. They're just excited. They want to have a party. I think Paul had a little Latino in him because Paul, in the middle of the storm, he says, hey, wait a minute. We haven't eaten for 14 days. I mean, the wind is still blowing. The waves are still moving. And Paul says, it's party time. Oh, Corey, 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 Corey. There ain't nothing like getting a praise on in the middle of the storm. The devil thought he had you, but you got your praise on. The devil thought he brought you down, but you got your praise on. Because can anybody get their praise on in the middle of the storm? Corey, 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 Corey. Hallelujah. He thought he had you, but it drives him absolutely crazy that in the middle of a storm, you can still raise your hands. You still got to dance in your feet, and you can still give God praise. The Lord giveth, and the Lord takes it away. Blessed be the name. I wish somebody would give God praise. Right now. Oh, I don't hear you. I see you, but I don't hear you. I see you, but I don't hear you. Corey, 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 Corey. Now this is the crazy part. This is the crazy part. It would have been great preaching material. I mean, phenomenal preaching material. I mean, dynamic preaching material. If when they had their party, God ends the storm. And then we could do that. I mean, every Sunday night we're like, and they praise and the party, you know, and then the storm ended. And we'd be like, woo. Amen. Depends what side you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But no, you know what happened after they had their party? There was this big wind that came and destroyed the ship. Somebody's like, I'll take that praise back. Praise God. Can I take that praise back? Amen. Did it hit heaven yet? Can I have it back? Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, the situation got worse. Corey. And I always ask God, I said, God, why did you not just stop the storm or pick up the ship and move it? In that moment after they had a party. But instead, you destroyed the ship. You allowed it to get destroyed. And one day as I was contemplating on this, I like to ask God questions. And as I was contemplating on this, I felt the Lord just give me a thought in that moment. And that is, I allowed for the ship to be destroyed so that thing that took Paul to the storm would never be able to take him back to the storm. Glory to God. I got to say that again, because some of you are like a little cross-eyed and you don't understand what I just said. He destroyed it. There are things in your life that God allowed to be destroyed because they were leading you to hell. They were leading you to the wrong direction. There were some relationships in your life that God had to destroy because it was leading you in the wrong direction. He did it to save you. Oh, God. I said he did it to save you. I know it hurt in the moment, baby, but he did it to save you. You thought he was trying to kill you. God was not trying to kill you. If he wanted to kill you, he would have killed you, but he kept you alive for a purpose. Glory, 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 glory. And so he destroyed the ship so that ship could never take Paul back to the storm. Oh, glory. Whew. But then he added something to it. And I love this part. Glory. He said, note where I destroyed the ship. Because just in the following scripture, it says that they arrived to the shore. So that means that the Lord allowed it to be destroyed on the shoreline. And some of you are there, I'm drowning. I'm drowning. And the Lord's saying, just stand up. I know it got bad, but just stand up. In other words, he's got your back. In other words, he's got you covered. You thought you were still in deep water, but the Lord's saying, just stand up. I've got it all under control. I come to tell you the storm is over with. You're on the shoreline. God has turned the situation. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody right now. I said the storm is over. I don't know what you're facing, but it's over, baby. It's over. The storm is over. You ought to give God praise over that. I said you ought to give God praise. Oh, glory, it's over, it's over. You ought to touch three people and tell them, it's over, baby. It's over, it's over, it's over. Some people don't know why you're shouting, but you know what you're talking about. It's over. The devil thought he had you, but it's over. I got the victory. Somebody tell devil, I still got the victory. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise. Give God praise. And so here comes Paul. Oh, Jesus. Here comes Paul. He's getting off the shore. He's coming out. And he just went through 14 days of storm. There's something about coming to church after the storm. Some folk don't even understand why you're praising, why you're all crazy, but you know what you just came out of. You know you should have died, but you're still alive. You know your marriage shouldn't have made it, but it did. You know your kids should have been all cracked out on crack and all that kind of stuff, but they're still in church, and you're coming out of the storm, and you made it to church, and there's a praise in your life, because you know you shouldn't be here, but you're here anyways. It's because God has been merciful to you. Is there anybody in this place that God has been merciful to you? Give God praise for his mercy. I said, give God praise for his mercy. I should have died, but I'm still alive. The devil wanted to kill me, but I'm still alive. You ought to tell the devil, devil, you should have killed me when I was out in the sea, but I am still alive, and I'm in the house of God. Oh, Corey. Watch this. He comes out of the shore, and the Bible says that the island was the island of Malta. The islanders were the barbarians, the barbarians. You never hear anything good about the barbarians. Everybody has barbarians in their life. In Spanish, we call them los bárbaros. I want you to say bárbaro. Yeah, yeah. Look at the ones next to you and say, no seas un bárbaro. You're saying, don't be a barbarian. Amen. Don't be a barbarian. Bárbaro. Careful with those barbarians, with those bárbaros, because those bárbaros will offer to give you things or do things for you, but they expect a lot in return. Amen. They don't do nothing for cheap. It will cost you. These barbarians, they set up a fire so that Paul and them could get warmed up. Oh, glory to God. And this is where some people get stuck after a storm. They get stuck at the fire. Some of you are like, well, yeah, because I'm in the fire of the Holy Ghost and all that. No, I'm not talking about that fire. Praise God. That kind of sounded like a little pocho, man. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they're there. They're like warming themselves on the fire. They're like, oh God, I just came through the storm. Sucking on their thumb. Weeping and crying. No, no, no. Hey, this is part of the prop. Thank you, brother. I'll throw it to you in a bit. Hallelujah. But it's part of the prop. And they're there, pastor, throw another log in the fire. I'm cold. I just came out of the storm. Hallelujah. And that's okay for a little bit. But the problem is when the storm happened 5 years ago. And you are a victim of the storm. You are victimized in your mind. And you're still sitting around the fire. And you're crying about it. And could somebody throw another blanket on me? Because you know I came through the storm. And somebody will say, well, how long ago? About 10 years ago. But I came through a storm. When did that happen? It was about 15 years ago. And you know, people hurt me. And nobody loves me. And everybody hates me. And I might as well just eat worms because I've been through the storm. And there ain't nothing more sad than seeing Christians sucking on their thumb in church because they're victimized of a storm. They are victims of a storm. And you've got talent, but you don't put it to use because you went through a storm. Oh, God, have mercy. Praise God. It's because it hurts that you know that my family went through what they went through. And you can never find love in your life because somebody betrayed you. You're victimized. You're still a victim of the storm. Oh, God, the Lord is speaking to somebody right now. The Lord is speaking to somebody in this place, and you're a victim of the storm, and you're weeping, and time has already gone by, and you're still a victim of the storm. And as long as you're a victim of the storm, it is like as if you're still in the storm. Praise God. I know he abused you, but you can move on. I know you went through a rough moment in your life, but you can move on. Hallelujah. Don't let it cripple you. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it tie you down. I know that you went through some disappointments, but there's blessings that God is trying to pour out over your life. Oh, I wish I had somebody right now. And so you're going through a storm. You're still holding a grudge with your husband because you're victimized. You still hold a grudge with your wife because you're victimized. You're still holding a grudge against mom and dad. Why did dad have to leave? Why did dad have to mess up? Why did mom have to leave? Why did she have to mess up? You're still victimized. And it has held you sucking your thumb around the fire, wanting everybody to have pity on you. Oh, God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hurabakashaya. Hiryatarabashandaya. Hiryatarabashaya. I feel that the surgeon has come to service tonight. He is going to operate on some people's lives in this place tonight. Crippled. You've come out of the storm, but you're still crippled in your life. And everybody around you says, just come on. We already came out of the storm. But Paul is just so powerful, because instead of becoming a victim of the storm, oh Lord, that's my alarm. Hallelujah. Just wait. Praise God. Got it. I said, no, I didn't get it. Oh, the Lord is, help me, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I set my time because sometimes I'll go long. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's just round one. Amen. But Paul, instead of becoming a victim of the storm, he said the best way to get warmed up is getting to work. Glory to the devil. Never expects it when you get back to work after the storm. What he expects is for you to get all in the fire and all getting warmed up and tell everybody about all your woes and wees and all these things and, oh, I'm hurt and all this kind of stuff. But there ain't nothing like getting up and throwing that blanket to one side and saying, I gotta get to work. I've
I've got some talent I got to put to work. I've got an anointing I've got to work. I've got to get to work. I dare you to slap somebody and say, you better get to work, baby. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And so watch this. Isn't it amazing when you get to working and that's when the devil will get mad at you? Amen. I love it when I hear people talking about me. Oh, I love it. I get excited. When I don't hear nobody talking about me, I get nervous. I almost want to tweet something just so that somebody will talk about me. Amen. You know, just kind of throw something out there. That way they're like, my God, have mercy, Brother Drost. Amen. I'll be like, yeah, praise God. Just talk about it. Amen. Praise God. I get nervous when nobody talks about me or when nothing's happening because it must mean that I'm not being a threat to the enemy. And so Paul gets to working. And when he goes to throw the brushwood into the fire, the snake gets on his hand. He bites him. There ain't nothing that bugs me like when coming out of a storm and the devil just hits you one more time. Hey, man, your car don't work anymore. Hey, man, you just something happened. The tire popped. Hey, man, it's your pap. You're like, oh, come on. Hey, man, really? I remember one time I just stood out there and I said, really? Are you serious? You couldn't bring me down in the storm and you think you're going to bring me down with this? Are you serious? Praise God. Oh, glory. And Paul, you know, Paul, there's the snake on his hand. And this is where some people, they get stuck with the snake on their hand. They come to church. I can't. The pastor says, raise your hand. Raise both of them. And you bring it to church. And you're like showing everybody. I got bit. Praise God. You can't worship because you still got your biting problem on your hand. Oh, glory to God. And right then, the barbarians say, ay, bárbaro. Oh, come on, say it like a Latino. Say, ay, bárbaro. Thank you. Right then, the barbarians were like, oh, did you see that? Them barbarians are the greatest gossipers you'll ever come across. They're the ones that they're like, oh, yeah, I knew there was something there. I felt it in my spirit. I just felt it in my... Right there. I felt it in my spirit. I had a dream about it last night. Isn't it amazing? They always dream about it afterwards. Amen. You know, after all the junk came out or what have you, that's when they're like, yeah, I felt something. I knew there was something suspicious in there. Yeah, the Lord spoke to me. You're wrong. Amen. Something's algo está malo en la cabeza. Amen. Something's messed up in your brain. Hallelujah. But the barbarians are like, oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, yeah, brother so-and-so, he's about to die. I know he is because, see, all this is just a demonstration that there must be sin in his life. Praise God. Have you ever had folk talking about you like, oh, yeah, there's something there? In fact, they're talking about you, and you come into the group, and they're like, yeah, you know, shut it up. Cállense, amen. Cierra la boca. Be quiet. Because so-and-so, the guy we're talking about, he's now in the group. Shh. that some people even go to the side. They're like, in case a lightning falls on him, I'm just going to scoot over. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're looking at Paul and they're saying, oh, he escapes the storm. But our God justice does not let him live because he must be a murderer. Oh, Lord. And Paul's just a preacher. He just grabs the snake, throws it in the fire. Amen. Because he knows that those things are not going to hurt me. When you know who you are, it don't matter what comes your way, you still are able to hold on to your identity. You know who you are. Praise God. But the barbarians tell the one next to you, ay, barbaro. Praise God. Because the barbarians will always talk about you. But I love it when people talk about me. Because if there's only one person talking about me, then I only get a bucket of chicken. But when I got a bunch of people talking about me, the Bible says he prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine. Oh, you ain't hearing me right now. I need my hanky. In the presence, thank you, young man. In the presence of mine enemies. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Because if you got it, you would have been like shouting over that. Hallelujah. In other words, how many more enemies you got, the bigger the party. And I don't know about you, but I like to have me a buffet every once in a while. And so I'm like, if I've got 20 adversaries, I'm going to have me 20 blessings to pick from. Oh, yeah. Because what God says is you're going to laugh about him, but I'm going to show you my blessing is upon him. My favor is upon him. Oh, God, have mercy. Stand to your feet. I feel the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Oh, glory. He throws the fire, the snake in the fire, and everybody was watching, waiting for him to die. Popcorn, please. Praise God. Bring me a Coke. This is going to be interesting. The Bible says they were waiting for him to swell up. There's some people there watching it. I'm like, no, it's just the bean burrito I just had. I think he's swelling up. No, it's the bean burrito. I just had me a bean. I ain't swelling up. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they're watching you. And there's people that have been watching you already for years. Because they've been waiting for you to snap. You acting all Christian-like, and you're the only one in your household that's saved. And they're like, yeah, watch. Pretty soon he's going to snap, and he's going to go back to drugs. He's going to go back to doing all this junk and all this stuff, and they're watching you. There's people that have made a bet on you. He ain't going to last that long in church. That family's about to fall apart. That marriage is about to fall apart. I'm telling you right now, there are people that are wishing that you would die because they want what you got. Glory to God. But they said, the Bible says that they were watching. And then after waiting for a long time, you can watch me all you want, but you're going to grow some cataracts before it's all over with. Glory to God. You're going to lose your eyesight before it's all over with because I am not dying today. Oh, I wish I had somebody.
I said, I am not dying today. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. You can laugh at me. You can talk about me all you want. But I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Tell Satan, I still got the victory. I know you hit me with your best punch, but I still got the victory. I still got the praise in my... I still got my dance on. I still got my worship on. You can hit me again, but I still got the victory. Does anybody have the victory in this place? I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I still got the victory. Tell three people I still got the victory. I still got it. I still got it. I still got it. Tell them, baby, I still got it. Come on. I still got it. I still got it. The devil tried to take it from me, but I still got it. The devil tried to steal my stuff, but I still got it. I still got the victory. Does anybody in this place still have the victory? I don't hear you. Does anybody still have the victory? Oh, God have mercy. There are some couples in this place that you ought to grab hands and worship God together, because the devil wanted to bring you down, but you're still in church. You still got love one for another. You still are in victory. You need to let the devil know we still got the victory. You hit us with the best punch, but we still got the victory. Oh God, I wish I had somebody in this place that can lift up a praise and say, I still got the victory. Oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody raise your hands and give God praise. I said, give God praise. God, listen to me. I want you to listen. As I was preaching, I felt two things. I felt that there are some that are going through a storm. This is not for everybody, but I felt that there's some that are going through a storm. And you don't know if you're going to make it or not. And the Lord sent me with this word tonight to give you hope in the middle of the storm. I want you to come to this altar, the one that's going through a storm right now. I know this is not for everybody. The second thing, I want you to come. Come on. I'm gonna call a second call, but stand right there to your feet. God is about to bring an end to your storm in the name of Jesus. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. God is going to bring an end to your storm in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The second thing, and I want you to hear me. The second thing is this. As I was talking about being a victim of the storm, there are people in this place that you have allowed for the storm to victimize your life, and you've become a victim of the storm, and you can't shake out of it. You just can't shake out of it. You've been a victim of a storm.
and you've got talent, but you're sitting on your talent. You got giftings, but you're sitting on your giftings because you are a victim of the storm. And every day that you sit as a victim of the storm, Satan laughs at you and says, I got you where I want you. I just want you sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. And it's hard to come out and recognize that and say, yeah, I'm a victim of the storm. But I promise you tonight that when you come to that realization in your mind, God will break things out of your life. Hallelujah. You're going to start seeing life different. And what I feel in my spirit is that the time that you lost crying over it, God will restore it in this year. Oh, Satarabokotaya. Ikoroboshai. I feel the Holy Ghost all over that. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost all over that. If you have been a victim of a storm, I want you to come also to this altar in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Be honest with God right now. Be honest with God. Be honest with God, because right now, this is breakthrough time. We're going to have a breakthrough in this service in the name of Jesus. I feel breakthrough in this place. Come on, come on, come on. There's more of you. There's somebody right now. I feel it in my spirit. You've been stuck as a victim for too long. You need to break out of that pew and get to this altar now in the name of Jesus. Woo! Do you feel that? Do you feel that glory that is hovering over this place? Do you feel that glory that is hovering over this house? It's a breakthrough glory. I feel a deepness in the Holy Ghost. The surgeon has walked into this place. He's come in to cut some things out of your life. Ah! The name of Jesus. Raise your hands right now. Raise your hands right now. By the authority of the Word of God. Ah! By the power in the name of Jesus. I declare an end to your storm. There it is, right there. There it is. I felt it in my spirit. Something just clicked right now. An end. Ah, in Jesus' name. An end to the storm. An end to the storm. I speak to the wind. Peace be still. Wind be still. I declare peace in your life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbo Shoya, somebody's feeling it. There's breakthrough right now. I declare breakthrough. Ah, I declare breakthrough. I declare breakthrough, Rabbo Shoya. I declare breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hirobo Sanda Rabakatai. Now, 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 now. In Jesus' name. Kurabasanda Rabakataya. Touch. Rabobobokosataya. In the name of Jesus. The sun is shining. The sun is shining. Oh God. The sun is shining. The sun is shining.